back to Tune Into Nature, a Warner College podcast made by students for students. I'm your host, Anna. Today, we are venturing into the wilderness, the Wilderness Instructors Program taught by Human Dimensions of Natural Resources Professor Ethan Billingsley. And this is no normal college class. This hands-on course gives students the tools to become an instructor or guide in the outdoor mountain recreation industry. Topics include avalanche safety, backcountry ski and snow travel, river rescue techniques, and how to teach in the outdoors. Under Ethan's guidance, students take field trips to the great outdoors. There, the students hike along with the instructors and have the opportunity to develop wilderness skills in a controlled setting. Speaking with me today is Instructor Billingsley. With that, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Ethan Billingsley. I am a faculty member in the Human Dimensions of Natural Resources, and I teach wilderness leadership courses, quite a few of them actually. We'll talk more about that here in a minute.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. So to dive into these questions that we have here today, how did the wilderness program get started and have they changed much since then?
Okay, that's a great question. So the program was actually started by two former faculty members at CSU, Dr. Pat Rastel and Rodney Lay. And it was started about 35 years ago, actually. And they wanted to bring a bit of the National Outdoor Leadership School outward bound type experience to students at CSU. They both had a lot of passion around outdoor recreation and educating students on being comfortable and confident outdoors. And so they actually started two of these courses about 35 years ago. They both retired at the same time, about 6 years ago now. And when they did that, I actually took the courses over. I had taken the course as a student. I had been working in the college for many years, and so we had a longstanding relationship. And so I was able to take on the courses and have taught them ever since.
Yeah. How has it been kind of continuing the legacy from the original instructors?
It's really fun, actually. I still am in contact with both of those guys. And so I've carried on some of their traditions, but I've also made changes to better accommodate my skill set and kind of the changing needs of students and the outdoor recreation skills and industry. But we stay in contact and we share a lot of stories around some of the shared experiences, because some of those don't change for students, right? There are these novel environments that we're going into, and students are maybe new to these experiences. And so there's so much exploration that's done with students, both physically, mentally, emotionally, that we get to kind of bear witness to and facilitate. And so that's really fun.
Yeah. And then how much of your own personal experience of you being a student and taking these classes have you carried in with you and now use that to inform how you instruct the course?
Yeah. So I took one of the courses and I certainly bring forward, I've tried to carry the torch, especially when it comes to what's called expedition behavior. One of Dr. Pat Rastel and Rodney Lay were both really into what's called expedition behavior. Mm-hmm. And so I've tried to really keep teaching around this concept and introduce this concept to students and encourage them to practice good expedition behavior. Mm-hmm. So it's been fun to keep that going with students and have those memories related to when I was a student learning about expedition behavior with those guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good legacy to, carry on.
Yeah. And I don't know if you want to include this. I'm just going to share.
Please do.
When I was a student, I was actually still a staff member in the college. This was 10 years ago, and I met another staff person who was also taking the course, and she and I actually hit it off quite well, and she ended up becoming my wife.
Wow.
Yes.
So this course could bring love of all types.
Yeah.
Who knows what doors could be opened?
Yeah. So we now have two children, and we met in this class 10 years ago. And so this class means a lot to me, more than just the learning experience I had, my teaching experience, but now just kind of those relationships. And that is a big part of this class and these experiences are the relationships that do form between students, because We're spending a lot of time outside together, and you just tend to form really strong relationships when you're going through these outdoor experiences together. And yeah. So you see it in the students every year and every semester when we're going through it.
Yeah.
That bonding. So.
Yeah, those, you know, those tough experiences that might be like taking place out there, I don't want to say like forms a trauma bond, but like a positive trauma bond of being able to go out and, you know, sweat and like put in a lot of energy and, you know, get something done.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The challenge, the humor, even if it's just cooking a meal together, yeah. Right? There's all those experiences that you have and when you're outside camping or hiking or doing these things together. That help people form those bonds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Shared memories.
Yeah. Can you confirm that if you enroll in this course, you will find your significant other?
I cannot confirm that, and I do not know any other lifelong pair bonding that has occurred because of these
okay.
courses, but yeah,
okay.
you well, never know.
Yeah, maybe there's a new one on the horizon forming somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. All right. Moving on, what has been the most rewarding aspect of teaching the wilderness programs?
The most rewarding aspect of teaching these courses is actually the relationships that you see form between students and the community that's built in the classroom. And I've been doing it enough now. There's significant points along the timeline of the class where you're like, oh, we've got our first field trip coming up. After that field trip, the environment that is in the classroom is going to feel totally different because mm-hmm. students are going to have these shared experiences and they're going to have gotten to know each other a little more. They're going to be more comfortable with each other. And it's great to witness because you know that they're making friendships and forming relationships that'll serve them in the classroom and outside of the classroom. And then the learning environment is just richer. Mm-hmm. After that, because you get kind of that breakdown of walls, of barriers, right? As people are more comfortable, people are talking more in class, right? Before and after, and they're more comfortable doing the things that we do after these shared outdoor experiences. And so, and it just builds on itself as the semester goes on.
Yeah, I think trust is like a big thing that probably plays into that, especially with like rescue operations, like being able to trust your classmates is going to be a very large aspect of that.
Yeah, we have field trips where we're rock climbing, right? Mm-hmm. We're literally belaying your rock climbing partner, right? So
yeah.
Trust issues there, absolutely. You know, we do backcountry skiing where we're practicing avalanche rescue. And so we build that into the dynamic of the class as well. It's like, it's important for you to have good relationships with your classmates because you're literally holding their life
yeah.
on the line, right? You are belaying them. And so whatever else is going on, you know, group dynamic wise, we have to focus on these important risk management aspects, right? Of keeping
yeah.
each other safe and taking care of each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you find that like by the end of the semester, like last day of class, it's a kind of like somber attitude where people are a little bit sad to be leaving each other?
Yeah, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people are definitely like, I can't believe this is the last day. And you know, there's a lot of times people are having extracurricular outings that don't include myself, you know, as
yeah.
the class ends, right? They're hanging out more and they're doing things together. And it's fun to see that continue on. But yeah, we actually get quite a few students who will take more than one of these classes because mm-hmm. they've had such a good experience and they want to be with some of these same people again.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's amazing that it can build such a strong community around these like programs and connect people together.
Yeah, I find that happens in almost any outdoor or field-based type of, you know, field trip or experience within the college or when you're a student.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of those shared experiences that help build community, like up at our mountain campus,
mm-hmm.
right? So.
Yeah, I think that's a very like common thing, especially for Warner students, especially like
yes.
Warner is known for having a very tight bond with
mm-hmm.
all of our students and our students being friendly and talking to each other and going out of the way to be nice.
Yep.
And I think that's like a large play is that we all have that kind of common and shared love for the outdoors.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What goals do you hope for your students to accomplish by the end of the program?
the goals that I hope my students accomplish at the end of a class or taking multiple classes would probably be the development of what we call hard and soft skills. Mm-hmm. And the hard skills are the technical skills like rock climbing or backcountry skiing or whitewater travel. I want them to be more confident in those skills. You know, if they've never done them before, I want them to develop some level of confidence where they could continue to pursue those activities or sports on their own.
Yeah.
And then the soft skills are another set of skills that are more related to leadership, group dynamics, expedition behavior. And these speak to, you know, how we work together with other people. We do it in a very specific environment, the outdoors, but you can take from that and you can apply it to many other situations. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of examples of like astronauts actually doing outdoor expeditions before they get in the space shuttle and launch because it's a similar environment in the sense that they're working together to accomplish a goal. Mm-hmm. And so I hope these students are able to learn how to work together and accomplish goals in these unique environments that they can then take to other environments, you know, work, businesses, life, right? Whatever it may be.
Yeah, nice. How would you like to see the Wilderness Instructors Program grow and continue into the future?
I would like to see the Wilderness Programs grow and expand the number of classes and offerings, and we're actually in that process right now. We've added some courses recently. We're adding a few more. For example, in the last year, we just added a wilderness first aid and risk management course. Mm-hmm. And so students are actually learning how to practice wilderness first aid, and they're going to get certified as folks who can practice wilderness first aid, which is a common certification needed to work for outdoor organizations like summer camps or something you might want if you're doing outdoor research or anything in between. Mm-hmm. And so we added that course in the last year, and that's been really successful. We feel like it's providing a great skill set for students to take with them once they leave CSU. We've also started adding some one-credit courses that are specific to certain activities. Mm-hmm. For example, we are going to have a swiftwater rescue course, a rock climbing leadership course, a mountain bike leadership course, a backpacking leadership course. And the idea here was to create one credit course offerings. Our courses that we currently offer are 3 credits. Mm-hmm. And those smaller course options might be a little more attractive for students who are like, well, I really have a full schedule of some other courses, but I really like that activity and I want to learn and grow in that. Yeah. So maybe they could take a one credit course that happens over a weekend. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to conflict maybe with some of their other classes. And with the addition of those classes, we'll have like 7 or 8 courses that we're now offering. So it provides a great variety of courses in different formats, 3 credit, 1 credit, different skill sets. Yeah. So hopefully we're able to serve more students who have these interests and want to develop them, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah. Is there a specific activity that you guys haven't touched on yet that you would like to in the future?
We do have a course under development that is a coastal wilderness leadership course.
Ooh.
And so we'd actually, we'd travel to a coastal environment. Right now, Florida is the environment that we're thinking about. Mm-hmm. And we'd actually learn how to paddle kayaks and navigate a coastal environment. So, you know, ocean, bays, estuaries, and learning about those various physical environments like seagrass or salt marshes and all those sorts of fun things, and develop specific wilderness leadership skills that are unique to those environments. And so it would be a 3-credit course, a 10-day course, so it's very intensive.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if that gets off the ground.
Yeah, that would be neat because we're landlocked here and don't really have any, you know, wetland close by with easy access. So that would be really cool to offer a whole new type of biome and like ecosystem type to explore.
Yeah, and we recognize, you know, not every student wants to do things in the mountains per se. They mm-hmm. want to experience other environments or work in other environments. And so we want to provide an outlet where they can gain confidence in those skills as well.
Yeah. Have you considered Todos Santos, like Mexico as well, since we have like our campus there?
Yes, we have a little bit. There's some different dynamics with the being an international course. Mm-hmm. And use of the Todos Santos campus, yeah, and whatnot. And so it's on our radar for sure.
Yeah. Okay, neat. Yeah. Just putting that, because I know that one's like more like desert and marine.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. And that's the nice thing about Florida, actually, is there's like 8 different ecosystems within sometimes like a half a mile.
Yeah.
Because literally you've got what's underneath the water, right? There's 3 different mangrove forest types within like a foot of elevation change. So it's really unique in that way.
Yeah. Florida's a crazy place. So
yeah, it's got, you know, biologically it's got a lot going on. And so it's so different from here.
Yeah.
There's thousands of plants versus, you know, we're a little bit more narrow in some of the plant options here.
So. Yeah. That'd be very cool for students. What has been your favorite memory while teaching the Wilderness Instructors program?
My favorite memory while teaching in the Wilderness Leadership program and the courses, it's hard to narrow it down to one, but there is an experience that probably stands out. The first or second year I started teaching the classes, we were hiking on Mount Sherman, which is a 14,000 foot mountain, and we're getting close to the summit. Most of the students have actually already reached the summit, but I'm hiking with a student who's never hiked a 14er before, right? Never done significant hiking of any sort. But because of the experience that we set up with the amount of time we provide and the terrain that we choose, we're able to help folks with maybe very limited experience have some of these experiences, like a peak experience on top of a 14,000 foot mountain. That can be a really hard thing to do. And this student, it was spotty if they were going to be able to make the top or not. And we were able to finally achieve the summit with this student. And, you know, the feeling that they had upon arriving at that summit, the confidence in themselves, how happy they were. Everyone applauded, right, as they showed up. And just the whole way down, how proud they were and how, you know, they were beaming. And then they slept in the van the entire ride home, right? but those experiences, and that one in particular, really stand out, because you just know someone had a really profound experience, a real growth experience because of that outdoor opportunity.
Yeah, and climbing a 14er is on a lot of people's like bucket lists too. So being able to do such a neat opportunity that a lot of people don't ever get to do in their lifetime was probably like an amazing experience, especially in a community and being cheered for when getting at the top. I'm sure that was, I probably would have cried.
There's been a few tears in my eyes along the way. Absolutely. Yeah. And you just hope that student then is like so confident in their abilities in the future around these outdoor types of endeavors, right? Mm-hmm. If they did that, what else can they accomplish and what can they do? And hopefully it encourages them to keep pushing their boundaries.
So. Yeah. I'm sure that you've affected and impacted a lot of students more than, you know, anyone can probably measure or count, just because this is such a unique opportunity for students to go on, and one that's not offered and, you know, to many people. So I think it's a very lucky opportunity if anyone gets the opportunity to be enrolled in this course.
Well, and I consider myself the luckiest person. You know, this is going to sound so cheesy, but I truly feel like I have one of the best jobs, because I get to help facilitate these experiences. And being outdoors is a passion of mine. It has been forever. Mm-hmm. It wasn't always. I'm from Missouri, didn't have these experiences, and so I love being able to facilitate them for other students and kind of help them grow and learn in these spaces. So I feel really lucky to do that.
Yeah, and they have a lucky instructor. They're lucky to have a good instructor.
Some days, I'm sure.
Yeah. Natural Resource Days, a.k.a. NR Days, are coming up. During the month of April and the first few days of May, Warner College and its student organizations will be hosting a variety of fun events and learning opportunities in honor of Earth Month. These will include our Warner College Council Pancake Breakfast on April 15th, research pop-up events, trivia night at the Ramskeller, an Earth Day birthday party, a scientific illustration workshop, the HDNR Student Film Festival, and more. We hope you'll join us for one or more of these events. To see the full schedule, visit warnercnr.colostate.edu/naturalresources.
Yeah, my name is Andrew Patton. I use the he/her pronouns. I am a third year studying natural resource tourism in the Warner College, and I'm a TA for Ethan Billings' class.
Nice.
Yeah.
How will this class help set you up for success in the future?
I think this class will probably set me up well in the future, just in the experiences that I have, like the ability to manage a large group of people in this class, especially in the outdoors and in like risk scenarios where, you know, we're in the backcountry, we don't have service, things like that, will really benefit me because I'm interested in going into like guiding and outdoor education in the future. And also just like the interactions with students, of just general, like talking to them all the time, and just I feel that those interactions are like really important and like very good people building skills for when I am going out into the real world, if you will, and like, you know, meeting real people.
Nice.
Yeah.
What has been your favorite aspect about teaching this course?
I think my favorite aspect of teaching this course has just been like the ability to like seeing people learn like in real time. Like you'll start teaching something like, you know, how to build a rock anchor, or, you know, how to like step into pin bindings on backcountry skis, things like that. And like, you can see it click in people's brains, and like they start smiling, and like, you know, they get like happy, and they're like all excited about it. So I just think like seeing someone actively learning, like making connections in their brain, feels really good, because I know how good that feels for me, and so being able to like provide that experience for other people is just like so rewarding for me.
Yeah. Is environmental education something like you've always been interested in, or is it something that's been recently developed?
Very recently developed in terms of like my life. I grew up in Maryland and like spent a lot of time inside, didn't really recreate outdoors much besides like high school sports. Mm-hmm. And then I came here and just like got really into climbing and then skiing and then whitewater, and so I've just kind of found that like I'm very passionate about those things, and I love to be able to spread that to other people.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect place to do it.
Yeah, it's a pretty killer spot.
This is Warner's Plant Wall. This wall has 4,000 individually potted plants.
My name is Paige Lillybridge, and I am currently a statistics student, and I am partaking in a few different classes here in the Human Dimensions and Natural Resource Department. And my pronouns are she, her.
Why did you enroll in this course?
So there's a few reasons why I originally enrolled in this course. So it all started last semester when I took 350 prior to this one. Last semester, that was wilderness leadership. This one is wilderness instructors 351, so it's the step up from that class. And so what originally got me, especially as a statistics student, to get into this department is I went to do field data collection. So with stats, not just being in the lab, actually going out and collecting the data to bring back to the lab. And so a part of that is not just math skills, but it's also being able to know avalanche safety, being able to know how to work in groups, being able to go in the wilderness and be able to handle yourself out there safely, and know first aid skills and human skills. And so deciding to take these courses brought me into this area of CSU, this department, and has just been really teaching me a lot of really essential skills for data collection.
Nice. So very like career orientated.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And then also with statistics, a big part of that is they call that field the one where you get to play in anybody's backyard. And so for me, the backyard I'm deciding to play in is natural resources. So I know for a fact that I want to do further my career in that field. So I'm looking more specifically into data that has to do with like avalanches. And so how can you do that if you don't take any of these type of classes? Yeah. So these are definitely essential.
What has your past wilderness experience looked like before enrolling in this program?
So my past wilderness experience kind of came up when I was much younger. My parents are both epidemiologists, and so a part of that, they had to travel a lot for their work. And so I didn't go to regular school. I was homeschooled and I traveled with them. And so when I would travel with them, they would sign me up for different outdoors programs, wherever they traveled, to be able to get integrated in wherever we went. So a part of that was my dad was working in Thailand. And so when he did that, he just had me work at an elephant sanctuary while in school.
Neat.
So super cool. Great, fun growing up experience. But just in all those different ways, I got to kind of see the world, especially in terms of the outdoors. And then when I got older, I decided I wanted to take it a step further and do Outward Bound. So a lot of people here actually are pretty affiliated with Outward Bound, which is super cool. So that was, I was 13 when I first did Outward Bound, and that was like my first huge backpacking trip. And that was in Costa Rica. And there was Girl Scouts and stuff like that. And I, more so now in college, my experience has consisted of just more recreational, so like with friends and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty cool. A lot of people in this class have just so many different backgrounds when it comes to outdoors. And that's something I really like about these classes, is there's not really a prerequisite for outdoors experience. Mm-hmm. It's totally diverse. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And do you mind giving like a short synopsis of what Outbound is?
Yeah, so Outward Bound is a organization for predominantly 13 to 18 years old, but they do have a couple college programs, I think. So it's basically, Outward Bound is a huge, it's really emphasized on leadership in the outdoors. So it's a program typically either in a semester or typically in summers all around the world, but mostly in the US and mostly in Colorado, which is pretty cool. They have so many different locations, and it's basically all these different outdoors activities, but it's mainly backpacking. So they take these kids who have had usually no experience of backpacking and teach them from the start to the end, just how, what that looks like. So you start in the beginning and you do like gear prep, and then you go on the trip, and then it's just, it's a really amazing experience. And I like that they emphasize just the group dynamics and leadership in it, for sure. So a lot of like personal growth.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds pretty similar to like this program too, like
yes,
all the different possibilities
exactly
that they have.
Exactly.
Cool. What has been the most challenging aspect of this program?
So I would say the most challenging wasn't exactly the skills or even the learning material, but it was coming into a class where you don't know anyone and you know that you're going to be outdoors with them, you're going to be needing to trust them in a lot of different ways in some of the activities that we do. And so it's coming into it not knowing anybody and just throughout, like not knowing what that's going to look like. But all those fears and those challenges really overcame when it came to the trips. The group dynamics that come out of the classes are just truly unique. We all become very close and very much learning how to be leaders amongst each other, but also trust each other is like a big thing. So I would say that was honestly the biggest challenge, just coming in and not knowing anyone and knowing,
yeah,
oh, we are going to be staying and camping together in 3 weeks, and we get sent to cook groups, and you're just very thrown into the group in
mm-hmm
these classes. There's no way to stand on the side of it. You are thrown into the groups.
Yeah. So mm-hmm a lot of opportunities to bond with other people.
Exactly.
And like form those deep relationships.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. What are you most excited for in this program?
So in this program, I think I'm most excited for all I'm getting to learn and all of the personal growth that comes from the beginning of the semester to the very end of the semester. Last semester, when I came into this class, I had no idea what to expect. And towards the end of it, we were like crying. Towards the end of it, we all just truly, the experiences we shared, what we learned, we were just, there's so much growth,
mm-hmm,
in your skills and your dynamics and your leadership abilities. And so taking the next class again this semester, I would say I'm super excited just to see the growth that comes out of that. So I'm very excited.
Yeah. What would you say to someone who is questioning whether or not they should enroll in this program?
I would say this program is one of all abilities, of whether you're coming into it by yourself or with a friend or anything, just do it. I would say when I started the class last semester and even this semester, had talked about reasons why they were thinking of not doing it. Those reasons completely diminish once you do it. People come from all backgrounds, and I think especially when it comes to the outdoors, a lot of people question their own abilities, their own skills, because, you know, we live in Colorado. Like, we know, we all have that rock climber friend or that backpacker friend that they're just insane, you know? And so sometimes it's like, oh, can I actually do that? And, you know, the answer is yes. In this class, it is for everyone. And so that's what I would say.
Yeah. Did you have any like reservations before you enrolled in this program?
I did. Yeah. So I actually transferred last semester from Texas State for my junior year over here, since I was like choosing my major and everything, whole nother story. But my biggest thing was when I walked in that first day, like, I don't know any of these people. And, you know, this isn't a class where we're just sitting and watching a lecture and then you walk out of it. You are going to be really getting to know these people and just kind of questioning my own skills. Because, you know, we even had the rock climbing section. I'm not a rock climber. I've never rock climbed. And so, you know, I was sitting next to people who were talking about the V5s or 6s they climbed, like all different backgrounds. Yeah. But I quickly realized there were also people who had never rock climbed, and people just became there's a huge emphasis on encouragement and learning in the class. And I think I was a little reserved in the way of, okay, where's our skills at? Are we going to be talking and showing off our skills? And then I realized very quickly, oh, that's not what wilderness leadership and wilderness instructors is about. So those definitely went away very quickly.
Hello, I'm Nico. I'm an agricultural biology major and my pronouns are he, series.
Why did you enroll in this program?
I enrolled in this program mainly because I took Ethan's class last semester, which is Wilderness Leadership, or NRRT 350. And, you know, he's a great teacher. He's a great instructor. And Andrew, the co-instructor, was also introduced towards the end of the class. So it was really nice to like have them both as teachers, and I wanted to continue that as much as I can. These classes are like really fun once you actually get into it. I have a group of friends that are also in this class from the last class, and it's just nice that they're here.
Yeah. What kind of like culture and atmosphere has the instructors created for the class?
I'd say that it's a very safe space. This class is 3 hours long, but every Thursday that I come here, I'm always excited to see everyone and learn, because I know that not only is it going to be useful to me outside of class, but it's just really nice and it's really fun.
What has your past wilderness experience looked like before enrolling in this program?
Before this program, I've camped maybe I could count on one hand, just in a standard campground that you could like buy a plot for, surrounded by like RVs and like other stuff like that. But other than that, I haven't really had any experience. I come from the desert part of California, so there's not much to do there. I don't know if you'd count skiing as wilderness, but yeah. Skied a couple times, or I ski a lot, but that's not really, I wouldn't say it's on the same level as like camping in the wilderness rather than being at a resort.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice groomed slopes and everything.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So since being in this course, would you say that you've been going outside more, or like getting into the wilderness more?
I'd say, ever since I joined this course this year, or this school year, I've definitely gotten out more. I've joined several clubs that helped me go outside. I even got a job in the summer to be a wilderness trip leader.
Nice.
And yeah, it helped me build that confidence to not only go and apply for that job, but also have the skills to do that job as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Great. What has been the most challenging aspect of this program for you?
Honestly, the most challenging part of this class is just registering to sign in. Just because everyone wants to be in it, just because of their friends. Oh, I went to this trip because of this class, and that leads more and more people to want to do that. I remember I had a hard time trying to join this semester. I was begging Ethan and Andrew, please let me in, please, please, please. And then they finally said, okay, we have a spot open on Tuesday and one spot open on Thursday. And then when I went to go register, there's only this Thursday spot, so I got really lucky. I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah. So it sounds like there's a lot of demand for
a very
more
high
and more
demand,
classes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you most excited for in this program?
The thing I'm most excited for in this program is, one, the main thing, the trips. No other class has allowed me to go hiking with my entire class, camping with them, rock climbing, and then this class specifically, we're going to be skiing, backcountry skiing and avalanche safety, and later on in this class, going to be doing some whitewater rescue. You can't name one class through CSU that allows you to do something like that. And like you actually enjoy it, you know what I mean? But yeah, and also the second thing, just the people that are in it. Like I said, I've made a lot of great relationships with people in this class, and that's all I can ask for.
Yeah. What has been your favorite excursion so far?
I would say the camping trip. Camp and hike to Clark Peak with the Wilderness Leadership class
mm-hmm.
was my favorite, honestly, or mostly because it introduced me to camping outside in the wilderness, no luxuries or anything, and yeah, it just kind of broke me out of my shell, and I've been going out a lot more because of that.
Yeah, so like a great first experience.
Definitely, for sure.
Yeah, and no glamping.
Mm-hmm, no glamping at all.
Great. What would you say to someone who is questioning whether they should enroll in this program or not?
What would I say to someone who's questioning enrolling into this program? I would say if you like to try new things, definitely do it. If you're able to register for the class, I would for sure. Look at the course content. And then if you don't like it, you can drop out for someone who will. And it's okay if you don't like it. It's not for everyone. Just think of all the experiences you can do after you do what's in the class. Like, you have so much knowledge to do what you want to do and have the tools to do them. Like I said, I'll be a camp counselor that's leading trips into the wilderness with kids, mainly all through this class. Everything that I've taught, or everything that I was taught, I'll be using later on in life.
Yeah, so a lot of doors mm-hmm. opening through these opportunities for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever considered being a guide in outdoor recreation industry, or do you just want to be the most prepared out in the wilderness? Get involved with our wilderness programs. There are three credit courses, Natural Resource Tourism 350, Wilderness Leadership, which is taught in the fall and features a mountain climbing and rock climbing trip, Natural Resource Tourism 380A2, Wilderness First Aid and Risk Management, where students get Wilderness First Aid certified, and Natural Resource Tourism 351, Wilderness Instructors, which features an avalanche rescue, backcountry ski and snow travel, raft, SUP, kayak techniques, and finally, whitewater river rescue. We also offer 4 1-credit courses that are partial semester with 3 weeks of online content followed by a full 2 days of field-based learning. These courses include natural resources, tourism 280A3, rock climbing, leadership, and natural resource tourism 280A4, swift water rescue. Don't have time during the school year? Both backpacking leadership and mountain biking leadership are offered in the summer. Hi, this is Anna. Thanks for calling Tune Into Nature. Please leave your message after the beep.
Question, what are you most scared of when you're in the wilderness, and how do you get over that fear? So, personally, I'm scared of getting lost in the wilderness, and that actually happened to me over the summer. I went to camp, and I did get lost with my group, but luckily, we had made a waypoint in our GPS for the parking lot, and it took us a while, but we were able to make our way back. So, what helped me get over that fear was knowing I had a GPS to help me, and I also could rely on the sun if I need to know the cardinal directions, and I generally knew where I was relative to the larger field area. So just reassuring myself really helped make sure I was less scared. All right, bye-bye.
We want to hear from you. Send us a voicemail at 970-430-5652 and tell us what you did over spring break. Did you get outside, experience a wild or funny adventure? Give us the tea. You can leave your name or remain anonymous. Be sure to hold your phone just like making a normal call when leaving a voicemail. We can't wait to hear from you. Thanks for joining us. If you're looking for more Warner content, you can follow us on Instagram at CSU Warner College. Visit our website at warnercnr.colostate.edu. And you can also watch our podcast episodes on our YouTube channel by subscribing to Warner College of Natural Resources. Got a suggestion for an episode, an answer to a question, or any feedback you want to share? Send us an email at thisisthewarnercorner@gmail.com. Tune Into Nature is a product of Colorado State University's Warner College of Natural Resources. It is produced and engineered by Warner students for current and future Warner students.